Boss, ain't you going to bed?
Not right now.
Ain't you planning on going to bed in the near future?
No.
You ever going to bed?
No.
Well, I ain't sleepy either.
Good, now have a drink.
You're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
In that case, I challenge you to a battle of wits.
To the death, I accept.
Good. Then pour the wine.
It's The Wine Crush, a show that's all about the grape. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
This is not my idea of a swell time.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay-sipping wine diva, leading you on the road to redemption through what is the grape in all its glory. We have had a lot of fun talking about some different things up until now, but today we are going to branch out a little bit. For those of you who have been enjoying the show and the new themes about Thanksgiving, I am sure there's one thing that's on your mind. Okay, now that I'm through Thanksgiving, how do I get through the rest of the holiday season? And that's what we're going to focus on here today on The Crush, is how to manage holiday stress. Now, my advocation for handling holiday stress, most of you should know, is drink more. It will all go away. My producers and the kind people at the radio stations tend to frown on me encouraging that level of drunkenness. So in all honesty, we have to find different ways of coping. So to do that, I have some help today. I have Dr. David Lowenstein. He is from the Lowenstein Clinic in Columbus, Ohio. We also are going to be joined by Alphonse Dotson. He is an ex-football player at ex-a-lot-of-things, who has turned winemaker and wine grower. And of course, as always, we're going to have your calls, your emails to help put me back on the right track. But before we get into all of that, just a small little aside. For those of you who've been listening to the show lately, you have just heard this wonderful scotch and cigarette sexy voice. My producers and the president of PRN actually say that it sounds more like a frog in my throat. But regardless, I have been caught up with a little bit of congestion, a little bit of cold for about 4 weeks. Well, today on the way to the studio, so I wouldn't be coughing and sneezing in all of your wonderful people's ears, I stopped by the local pharmacy to pick up yet another box of Sudafed. Now, for those of you who have followed along this merry trail, you know that if you have to buy the Sudafed that's actually on the shelves right now, it doesn't work. You have to go see the pharmacist, you have to show your driver's license, and they have to reach behind them and give you the box. Well, apparently, my kind listeners, you are listening to a flagged person. Apparently, I have been so Sudafed and so sick for so long that now the government has decided to flag me because I've had too much Sudafed. For those of you who listen also, you can just detect the speediness of my voice and gather that. But regardless, that kind of leads into where we are today. I have managed to take Sudafed now for 5 weeks, get myself flagged because I'm stressed. And when you're stressed, you get sick, and that's just one of the fallouts that happens around the holidays. The more you try and prepare, the more you try and plan, the more you try and cram a whole bunch of stuff into a limited amount of time, these are one of the side effects. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at things objectively. We're going to look at different types of stress, how it manifests itself, and how to make you a better person by living through stress. And for those of you who have switched the channel because you're laughing so hard, I do honestly respect, but I promise we can work our way through this. So, going through the show today, I have the top 10 types of stress that affect us, or at least affect me, which is really what's relevant, this time of year. And we'll go through it and we'll touch base on them. And hopefully, since we're going to have a professional join us on the show, he can help us work those things out. But this is the time of the show where we also talk about what we're drinking, what kind of things to look for this time of year. And obviously, since I am on Sudafed, the finer points of Chardonnay, the finer points of Bordeaux or Burgundy are flat out lost on me. And yes, for the record, if you have a cold and you can't smell and your nose is stopped up, you can't taste anything. It's a proven fact. 99% of what you taste in wine comes through your nasal passages. So that means you just have to rely on different forms. Two things I have been drinking lately are ports and sherries. And both of them have enough sweetness, they have enough backbone that they can cut through anything that the Sudafed cannot. Sherries, for people out there who have stomach issues, for people out there who have ulcers, this is one of the best type of wine you can drink. It is proven to be the least acidic wine in the world. And because of that, it's served a little bit chilled, it goes down smoothly, And it's great with the things you find out this type of holiday season, with blue cheese, with nuts, with a little bit of almond. Sherry's just something you sit back, you sip on. It's a great social drink. They have the cute little glasses. You can kind of feel sophisticated while you're sitting there sipping it. But ultimately, it has a great flavor, and it's a great palate cleanser. For those of you who are braver, I definitely recommend getting into the port scene this year. Any restaurant worth its salt is getting to the point where they have port list along with their after-dinner drinks. And there's some great selections in there, whether it's a 10-year tawny port, whether it's a ruby port, whether it's a vintage port. Definitely there's a great difference in price in all of these, but the flavors can really help meld the whole meal and the whole evening together. One of the best things you can ask for at the end of the night is to sit in front of the fire with a snifter full of port, a little bit of blue cheese, and for those that occasionally partake, of course, a cigar. Once again, I'm not advocating drinking too much, and I'm certainly not advocating smoking. I'm just making a random suggestion. So port sherry's great time of year to start experimenting. And like I said, most restaurants and most retailers will have these wines displayed because they kind of go hand in hand with the holiday season. So just an aside on what you should be drinking. But as long as we're getting ready to talk about stress and to bring Dr. Lowenstein on, I thought I'd touch on at least two of my types of stress this type of year. So number one, is my dress going to fit? I know there's a lot of ladies out there who are in the same situation as I am. In fact, there's a couple men who are wondering if their tux still is going to fit. This really does bring stress to the forefront. Do I have to dye it? Do I have to go buy a new outfit? Are the shoes going to match that outfit? Is it going to zip? Is it not going to zip? These are things that the longer the holiday season progresses and the more you actually snack and dine and do the buffet things that you have to concern yourself. Just remember, it's only 4 weeks to New Year's Eve, and no, you can't go shopping again. Second cause of stress in my life is the how long are they staying clause. I've been married a couple times, and so of course I've had different sets of in-laws, and as we're looking ahead, I know that my in-laws are coming for the holidays. I love to see them. I think it's great, but like my dad says, I like it better when I see their taillights. So when exactly am I going to see those taillights? I know there's a lot of you out there who are in the same boat as I am. Just remember, eventually they do go home. And an addendum to that is, of course, a bottle of wine per person per day will help you get through any in-law opportunities you may have. So those are my cute little asides to look ahead at things. But coming up after the break, we are going to speak with Dr. David Lowenstein, a professional in all aspects of how to get through the holidays and how to get through stress. So give us a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Let me know what you think of my first two stressful ideas, or for those of you who might be too stressed or too busy to pick up the phone, you can email us at info@winecrush.com.
The Wine Crush.
You see this earth? It's been resting. Now it's good. Someday I'm going to buy this land and I'm going to make a great wine. But here on this wreck of a vineyard.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has seven models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
So, you think you're a Team 48 fan, right?
Try me.
How many Sprint Cup races have Jimmy...
229.
How many did
34
they...
34 wins.
Where was Jimmy?
El Cajon, California.
When was he?
9-17-75.
Where was
Rockport, Illinois.
I'm sorry, what?
Rockport, Illinois.
Rockport, Illinois? No, my friend. Chad Knaus was born in Rockford, Illinois. You call yourself a fan.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today.
This is Jimmy Johnson, and I want to thank all of the Lowe's Team 48 fans for cheering us on over the years.
Lowe's, let's build something together.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor, Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Hi-ya! And Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on Weege with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have two bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let there be cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A built-in remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of limitation, you can't take
care. Welcome back to the Wine Crush. This is your favorite wine diva, Laura Lawson, having a little fun, laughing about Moët and her cabinet. Yes, Moët is always in my cabinet, in my refrigerator, and usually in my glass. Thank you for joining us. We are discussing how to manage your holiday stress, how to get through this time of year without eating too much, without drinking too much, and without taking a baseball bat to the person nearest to you. To assist us in that quest today, we are joined by Dr. David Lowenstein of the Lowenstein Clinic in Columbus, Ohio. Dr. Lowenstein, welcome to The Crush.
I'm hoping nobody takes a bat to their loved ones.
Oh, of course not to their loved ones. They wouldn't be doing that. Maybe their cars.
Maybe, hopefully their cars. Yes.
Maybe their cars, their golf clubs.
Absolutely.
Something
absolutely.
Along those lines.
This is a difficult time. You know, as a mental health professional, seeing people in treatment, you know, there's a lot more tension, a lot more depression during this time, because a lot of people are basing their hope for the holidays on such high expectations that most likely will not occur. Everybody would love to have that Walton kind of Thanksgiving meal or this upcoming holiday with Christmas and Hanukkah. And, you know, a lot of it doesn't happen. Many of us don't live in the Walton kind of families. In fact, I don't know anybody that does.
The closest my family gets to being a Walton kind of family is a lot of firearms laying around. That's about as good as it gets with that. But I think you have hit the nail on the head when you look at it. We kind of talked about this in our Thanksgiving show. You see these pictures in magazines about these perfect tables. You see people like Martha Stewart. You're even watching all your favorite things like A Wonderful Life and all these great movies. And all of us have this idea that everyone should be smiling and laughing and holding hands and have the perfect gifts. It's not reality. How far do you think media has gone to putting this in our brains that everything has to be perfect?
You know, I think media has done this. I think during this difficult economic time that we're all going through, we're hoping for a lot, like a break from it, and hopefully everybody's going to get along. But I think we need to realize that, you know, we're all dealing with a lot of stress, just day-to-day stress, as well as with the stuff that's going on in our world right now. And I think we really, what I would hope that families would do during this time is really to acknowledge their own feelings. You know, if they've had somebody that's, they've lost a loved one in the family or a family member or a good friend, maybe they can talk about that. Repressing these feelings of sadness or fear and things like that only make them last longer. So maybe it's time for everybody, when they're around the table, when they're talking about what they're being thankful for Thanksgiving, or what they're hoping for the holidays, they can talk about the sadness and the fears and the anxieties that they have, and maybe look for other people in families or friends that are over or in the neighborhood or whatever, to take advantage of the support that they can feel from these people. You know, if you're feeling isolated, look for some social supports, whether it's in your community or in your family or in your neighborhood, and get involved in some things to help acknowledge that this is difficult, and we can get through it okay together.
I think all of us are trying to get through it, and I think everyone has extreme situations, whether it's the death of a loved one, meeting in-laws, having people come to their house.
Yep.
Is there one set mental mantra? Say it was you and all of a sudden your world descended into chaos. What is the one thing that you can do to help get you through day to day?
I think the one of the best things that I think for myself that I do, and I would hope that a lot of people do, is realize it's only one day. The holiday is only one day, then it will be over. You know, the next day will be a crazy day with shopping, but at least the holiday will be over. And to really be realistic, if you've not gotten along with these people, or if you're overwhelmed with going into a house with 50 people sitting at the dinner table, be realistic about what you can expect, what's going to happen, what's not going to happen, what it may really be like, and deal with it the best way you can to get through that day.
See, make that's where my attitude of drink more, it all go away comes in, right?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
And, you know, it's also, you have to set aside your differences. If you haven't gotten along with Uncle Tom or Aunt Sally for the other 364 days out of the year, you're probably not going to get along with them on Thanksgiving. But you know what? You don't have to have that fight that you had all the other days on Thanksgiving Day, you know, or on the holiday day. Just put it aside for a while. You know, enjoy the turkey, enjoy the meal, enjoy being around some of the people. Hopefully out of that group of however many people are at the dinner table, there's somebody there that you can connect with. Spend some time finding out what's going on, and let's put the differences aside. Let's be realistic. Let's set some realistic expectations and realize that just a couple more hours from now it'll be over and we'll be okay.
So you can totally forget the Pollyanna approach. It's not all going to be perfect.
It doesn't work. It may not be the Walton family. It may be the Addams family, but you know, even the Addams family can have a good time together.
Well, they certainly do look like it.
They seem to.
Yes. Well, Dr. Lowenstein, after all, this is a wine show, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Is there a wine that you like and you drink and you recommend?
Boy, that's a good one. Boy, you know, if cost is no object, boy, going for a nice bold red wine, a good Cabernet would be good. But, you know, boy, what's the one that I've had recently that I would really like? You know, that's a hard one. I've got a whole bunch of choices. I'm starting to get more into Italian wines, the Barolos, which are fun, and learning about them. I don't know what I would say, but a good strong red wine for a meal, I think, is always makes it for a happy afternoon.
Especially since red wines tend to come in heavier bottles.
Absolutely.
Yes, they can definitely do more damage.
The better.
Yes. Something I have in front of me, it's handling the holidays, and it's a whole little excerpt that you wrote about how to handle them, how to deal with them. And one of them that you say, don't abandon healthy habits. Don't feel pressure to eat or drink more than you're accustomed to just because it's the holiday season.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people, you know, eat, drink, and be merry tends to be the thought process for these next 5 weeks.
Absolutely.
Is there a way to navigate, particularly for those of us, I won't say all my compatriots who are in the professional alcoholic wine field, but is there a way to very professionally handle something like that? No, I don't want any more turkey. No, I don't want any more mashed potatoes. Yes, I will have my fifth bottle of Riesling. What is a good way to keep sight of those things?
You know, I think hopefully we all know what our limits are and what we can do and what we can't do. We know we're going to probably eat more. We're going to eat more snacks. We're going to probably have more to drink than we normally would have on a Thursday or a Tuesday or a Friday or whatever. But I think we all know our limits. And when we're feeling like we're getting close to the limit, you know, it's okay to say, you know, I think I've had enough. Let me try something else. Or, you know, just not going toward back to that same thing that we know has gotten us in trouble all the other times. If we know ourselves well enough, we know when we're full, we know when we've drank enough, we know when we've had too much, and while the host may be pushing more food or drink in our glass or on our plate, we really can say, really, let me take a break for a while. And usually that means, like, don't come ask me again.
Don't bother me.
Right. I mean, if I kind of get off the radar screen for a while. But what some people do is they think that they can handle it more than they can normally handle it, and they get themselves in trouble. And you know,
I think a lot of people wind up getting themselves in trouble and say, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that to Ann. But just real quick before we wrap this up, I would love to see you address the other side. Don't beat yourself up over the holiday season.
There's no reason to. I mean, there's going to be people that are going to drink too much or eat too much, and yeah, you're going to feel really bad about it, and maybe the talk of the next couple of holidays. But, you know, if everybody had a good time, that's the most important thing. There's no reason to beat yourself up for it. You'll get over it. It'll be forgotten. It'll be the joke maybe at the next holiday thing, but everybody will get over it, and everybody will be okay. That's what family's for.
It is what it's for, and actually, that's usually what makes my family a little bit more entertaining. We look to see who can make the biggest ass of themselves on these holidays so we can hold them up year after year and said, oh, my God, you weren't near as bad as Joe was in 88.
Who's the winner in the long run?
Who do you think?
All right.
Well, Dr. Lowenstein, thank you very much for being part of The Crush today. I know this is kind of out of your bailiwick, but during this time of year, it's always great to take any kind of avenue you can, of course, besides drinking, to better your mental health.
Absolutely. You have a good holiday.
You do the same.
Thank you.
Now, taking out of that, I would want to repeat this to everyone. Do not beat yourself up. Do not feel guilty. Do not feel bad when you dump the glass of Cabernet on your aunt's white tablecloth. Do not feel bad when you put it on your neighbor's pants. And do not feel bad when you had that fifth glass of Chardonnay and told your best girlfriend that no, her highlights really look bad. These are all things that happen. These are all things you'll get past. And I promise it will all get better. But we are looking ahead. We'd like for you to call us 877-4-CRUSH-1 and tell us any interesting holiday stories you may have had where you may have been the butt of the holiday. And as we go to break, we look ahead. We're going to talk a little bit more about my 10 ideas of the worst stress. And of course, we also have Alphonse Dotson joining us to talk about Texas wine. Stay tuned.
So, you know, we won the cup in 06, then we won again in 07, so naturally me, Jimmy, Chad, and the guys, we're really happy. And, you know, of course, we've had some...
What's this we? We won in 06. We won in 07. What, are you part of Lowe's Team 48?
Yeah.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today. You'll get the club's free track record magazine, members-only discounts, weekly club emails, and lots more.
This is Jimmy Johnson. Looking forward to having you on the team.
Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your favorite wine dwarf, the sneezy Laura Lawson, welcoming you back to the journey about the grape and all its glory. We are talking about how to manage holiday stress today. We have had Dr. David Lowenstein give us some advice, and I've been going through some of the things that stress me out during the holidays. A couple other things to add to my growing list of things that stress me out during the holidays are 3 little things you find on packages. 1. Some assembly required. 2. Takes 4 AA batteries. And of course, the same daunting question I'm sure all of you have, why do they put all these extra parts in the box that comes with some assembly required? Are they just there to mess with us? What's the point? All right, Gerald in Virginia probably has some stress-related questions, or at least some wine-related questions, since this is a wine show. So, Gerald, welcome to the Wine Crush.
This is causing some stress. My question is about volume.
Volume?
Yes. We're planning holiday gatherings. There are several that we're hosting, and I don't know the rules on how much wine I should plan to have available for a holiday gathering. Is it one bottle per person? Is it rude to ask people to bring their own bottles? I really don't know about how to allocate wine for my guests.
Well, Gerald, a really good question. Are you serving just wine, or are you going to be serving liquor and beer as well?
It will be liquor as well.
All right. Well, during the holidays, the group is usually split 40-60. 40% of the people will drink liquor, 60% will not drink or drink wine. And even those people who really don't drink will have a glass of wine in their hand. Then, if you're really unfortunate, you probably have a lot of friends who fall in my category that they have a bottle just to start the party off with. So, a bottle per person per the 60%. So here's a good example. If you're going to have 30 people over to your house, it is safe to have at least 18 bottles of wine. That is simply because people will have different patterns, different choices, different ideas of what they should bring. Now, on that note, say you have a whole bunch of wine drinkers that are coming. A good way to do holiday parties is to kind of, when you speak with people, it may not be something you want to put on the invitation, But say, hey, it's a wine theme. So why don't you bring a bottle of your favorite wine and we'll all sit around and we'll taste and we'll talk about it. Obviously, if this is a very intimate group and y'all know each other well, then y'all can all try each other's wines and make fun of the person who brings the worst wine. But if it's a big gathering, say if you're inviting your office, it's a good way for people to start breaking the ice and getting to know each other. Oh, I see you brought the Franciscan Chardonnay. What do you think of that? So it is never inappropriate to say BYOB. BYOB is perfectly acceptable. And especially in today's economy, most people almost anticipate that. And actually, I'm going to take a moment to have a note to our listeners. If you are one of the few people out there that drink something weird, and when I say weird, I mean sherry, or if you only drink peach schnapps, or you only drink dolce, or you only drink cake bread, bring your own bottle. Don't expect the host to have that provided for you. You need to have it in your hands and say, hey, listen, I brought you a gift, but also I didn't know if you had this, and if this is okay, this is what I'd like to drink. It's great to do it. In fact, your host or hostess will definitely appreciate that. Gerald, did that answer your question?
Right on the money, Laura. I think I'll just invite you to our party, and that will probably take care of a lot of our stress.
Hey, not a problem. Just give me the address, and just make sure that my Sudafed buying days are going to be allowed when I'm up there.
We'll do it.
All right, Gerald. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
So that is actually a really good key to another one of my stress points, is planning my holiday parties. Now, I have a little bit of an advantage being in the wine business. People do bring me bottles of wine to try, but all of my friends have hit the point where they are total snobs and aficionados. They know exactly what they want to drink. They'll only drink something that's rated 90 by Robert Parker, and oh my God, is that a screw cap? Please get that off the counter. So I understand where stress can come from. If I'm having 20 of my favorite people over, I'm looking at about a $1,500 budget to try and accommodate the party. So that is one way where I alleviate my stress. I ask all of my friends, hey, bring a bottle of wine and put a brown paper bag over it. And by putting a brown paper bag over it, you alleviate all the presumption, you alleviate all the worries, and also you can have a lot of fun trying to pick and choose. So just a thought as we continue on our ideas of holiday stress. Another victim has called into the wine line. We have Lucy from the great state of North Carolina. Lucy, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. What can I do to confuse, confound, or help you today?
My question is, with the economy the way it is, will that translate into good deals on wine at my local grocery store?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the retailers countrywide are doing something called 10 under 10. And if you go into some of your local mega marts, they will have wall-side displays of case-stacked wine, great wines, and great values that you can get for under $10. I think this is something we're going to see transition well into March, April, and May, because as people aren't drinking as much wine as they used to, all of a sudden wineries are getting backed up, grocery stores and mega marts are getting backed up, and they have to move this inventory one way or the other, because let's remember this, people, it's a fruit in a bottle. It does have an expiration date. So yes, people are going to be seeing better deals, and I would encourage you, when you go to your mega mart, whether it's a Costco, whether it's a Sam's, Walmart, look for wines that are case stacked. And what I mean by that is don't necessarily go just to the wine section and look on the shelves. Look at the end of those aisles, look in the floral department, look in the meat department, because generally that's where you find the wines that the grocery got a great deal on, ergo they're going to pass it on to you. And sometimes those wines can even be used as loss leaders, which means you are paying less than the grocery store did. So definitely, I think you're going to see a lot of values, and I definitely think you're going to have some happy hunting right now.
Great. Thank you very much.
Lucy, good luck with your hunt.
Thank you.
For the rest of you, if you get a wild hair and have questions, call us on the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. And actually, I have a great email right here that I am just going to have so much fun on my soapbox with. And this came in. This is from Mandy in Wichita. Mandy writes, every holiday, my husband and I have an open house. I am a white Zinfandel drinker, and my husband insists that I cannot drink that for the open house. He says it's embarrassing. Is there anything I can tell him to convince him that white Zinfandel is a real wine? Well, yes, white Zinfandel is a real wine. It's made, it's fermented, it's bottled, it's aged, just like any other wine. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous that your husband would give you a hard time about whatever you are drinking in that group. So, My first thought, of course, is to kick him to the curb, but obviously this is someone that's near and dear to your heart, and you can't do that. But there are a great selection of wines on the market that are called rosés. So here's what I encourage you to do. The next time your husband is arguing about you drinking white Zinfandel, you're going to take a lesson from the Laura Lawson Sneaky Book. You're going to go to the grocery store. You are going to buy a wine that says rosé on it. Generally, they are French, and they tend to be a little darker pink than your white Zinfandel. Buy the bottle. You can get them for under $8. And then buy your white Zinfandel. When your husband comes up to you and say, oh, honey, would you like to try my rosé? He'll think you have moved on. In fact, it will look to most his friends like you have surpassed him in wine knowledge. You get to drink what you like. He thinks you've become sophisticated, and everybody else is happy. But still, I stick by my original assertion, kick him to the curb. The rest of you who feel like calling in and getting a bit of my wit or wisdom can do that, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email us, info@winecrush.com. All right, we are coming up at the bottom, so we have a small break coming up. When we come back, we will have Alphonse Dotson, truly a great man among men, to talk to us a little bit about Texas wines. Stay tuned.
Yes, America's favorite program will be back. You'll get more laughs, more fun, more thrill.
This is the Wine Crush.
Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
I'm on a test track, riding in a Roush Mustang with Cooper Tires technical advisor Johnny Unser to learn why Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires.
Wow, feel that grip?
Yeah, I felt it. Cooper incorporates what they learn at the track into engineering high-performing, reliable, safe tires for whatever you drive on the street.
Okay, time to cut her loose.
We weren't already cutting her loose? Cooper Tires, don't give up a thing. For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Okay, seriously, I want out.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Avail 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max, easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit cards.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
The Wine Crush.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses, and when July. Getting paid by the hour.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush, the only show on the radio where it's always 5 o'clock. This is Laura Lawson, and we are talking about the grape and all its glory. And specifically today, we have been talking about how to manage our holiday stress. But we are going to take a break from all of that. We are not going to be stressful because we get to talk to one of the most dynamic men I believe I have ever encountered. We are speaking today to Alphonse Dotson. In 2008, Sevier magazine named Mr. Dotson one of the top 100 most interesting personalities. And also he serves as the president of the Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association. Alphonse, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you kindly, young lady.
Oh, young lady, you're a man after my own heart, aren't you?
Well, hopefully in a nice way.
Absolutely. Well, you are just a man with such a great, diverse background. Some of our listeners are going through their heads right now saying, Alphonse Dotson, how do I know that? Well, of course, you played professional football for what, Green Bay, Kansas City, and Oakland?
Well, I was actually drafted by Green Bay in 1965 in Kansas City the same year. And at that particular time, there was still a war between the leagues. And I actually chose the Kansas City Chiefs over Green Bay. And what was interesting, my friends at college and elsewhere at home said, now, how can you ignore Green Bay and go to Kansas City, considering that Green Bay at that time was the NFL champions at that particular conference or league. And I said, well, it's simple. You can spend money and not prestige.
Exactly.
So I chose the Chiefs and went on to Kansas City my first year, and Hank Stram sent me to Miami Dolphins in the expansion draft in 66. The Dolphins sent me back in 67. And August of 68, Hank Stram says, your personality only fits one team, and shipped me off to the Oakland Raiders, where I lived happily ever after for the next 4 years.
Well, it sounds like that you managed to avoid the stress of professional football and found an even more gratifying career. Is that not correct?
Yes, it definitely seems that way, and I'm definitely content at this time in my life. My kids and grandkids, older grandkids, tell me that I did this in the reverse, that I retired when I was from age 32 until roughly 55, and then I decided to go to work, which is somewhat true.
As anyone in the wine business will attest, definitely growing grapes, making wine is more work than you could ever ask for. Well, tell us a little bit about your winery. For our listeners, Alphonse has a winery in Texas, and Texas is one of the big up-and-coming areas when it comes to grape growing. Obviously, with a state that big, there's so much land there. There's some place that's got to be perfect for it. So tell us about your perfect vineyard.
Well, what's actually we have is actually the vineyard, and we're aspiring to actually put in our own winery. And next year we will work with Fall Creek Winery, who we actually sell to, and we will come out with our first release in 2009. The vineyard that we have here in the big city of Volca, V-O-C-A, Texas, we have roughly 30 acres in vinifera grapes, which 7.5 in Cabernet Sauvignon, 7.5 in Merlot, 7.5 in Chardonnay, and the rest in Muscat Canelli.
Oh, what a great, great mix. That's usually, people tend to find off varietals in Texas. I love the fact that you're meeting the high varietals straight on.
We've been very fortunate. I decided to go with that right out the bat. And what's been quite interesting is the winery that we sell all of our fruit to, which is Fall Creek, was quite surprised in the quality of fruit that we came out with right out the gate, they were able to put the Merlot and the Cab right into their high-end wine that they produce and make from our fruit, which is Meritus, which is their $30 to $40 bottle of wine, which has won them several gold medals in international contests over the last couple of years.
It's nice seeing Texas step up. A question for you for our listeners. If you could have them take away one thing about Texas, since most people don't know about Texas wineries, what's the one thing you'd like for them to know?
Well, here's what I'd like them to know. That there's a guy named, who's now deceased, by the name of Thomas Vincent Munson, who at the turn of the 1800s into the 1900s or the 20th century, was a grower, grape grower in Texas. And during that time, in the early 20s, when France developed a disease in their in the vineyards across France called phylloxera, that Thomas Vincent Munson gathered up rootstock from across the state of Texas. Now, I'm not going to say that he was the only one, but he was the major one that gathered up rootstocks from Texas, and there were others from other states. But when he went to France, that the majority of the French vineyards were redeveloped from Texas rootstocks, and France gave Thomas Vincent Munson the highest award, which is equivalent to the Medal of Honor, which is called the Cavalier Award, to Thomas Vincent Munson. So what I'm saying to all of you individuals who feel that you have not been drinking Texas wines, that anything that you've drank from France, there's a good chance that it came off a Texas rootstock.
Alphonse, I love it. Thank you. That ought to put a cork in a lot of our favorite Bordeaux pontificators. Well, Alphonse, thank you very much for being part of the Crush today. And I encourage all of our listeners, look out for Fall Creek Winery and definitely look out for Alphonse. For those of you who want to know more, encourage you, you can check out our website or you can check out Southern Living and one of his recent additions. Alphonse, thank you again for being part of the Crush.
Thank you, young lady. And you have a hell of a nice holiday.
You do the same.
Little glass of wine.
First, you must take some lime. Can you describe it, the taste?
It's a nice red wine.
I think you can do better.
A bold wine with a hint of sophistication and lacking in pretension. Actually, I was just talking about myself.
The Wine Crush returns in a moment.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Hey, Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide. Side.
Look, Steve, isn't that Jimmy Johnson over there?
Where?
Over there, in the lumber aisle.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, you said if you ever saw him, you'd ask him.
Oh, I'm not gonna ask him.
Go on, ask him.
I can't, it's embarrassing.
They say he's a really nice guy. I'm sure he'll do it.
All right, here goes. Excuse me, Jimmy?
Yes?
I feel a little funny about this, but I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Sure, what is it?
Would you come over and fix my fence?
Cobalt tools are so comfortable to use. Once you start working with them, you'll never want to quit. Cobalt, the next generation of tough tools, available only at Lowe's.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Avail 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg. Based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
Well, howdy! Thanks for
for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, wrapping up an entertaining show that has been How to Manage Holiday Stress. And of course, The Wine Crush, we're supposed to be your guide to wine, but it does help to guide you through those times where wine is not necessarily the best option. Now, a special thanks goes out to Dr. David Lowenstein of the Lowenstein Clinic in Columbus, Ohio. And a special thanks also goes out to Alphonse Dotson of the wineries in Texas. But something to keep in mind, even though we talk about stress, even though we talk about how it affects us, a recent little article from Cosmopolitan says the good, the bad, and the ugly sides of pressure. It goes on to say that stress itself is not inherently bad. In fact, a certain amount of stress and anxiety is actually motivating. You're alive cognitively, you perform better, and you have to be up for challenge a bit hyped. And I think that is something that we all need to keep our minds on as we trudge our way through this holiday season. Yes, we all have things that we want to get done, and that is what motivates us to get through the holidays. But ultimately, this is all about want and need. What do I have to get done? What do I want to get done? It's something that you have to find inherently within yourself. And even though a good glass of wine can certainly help you get your stress away, if you want one, that's great, but there are certain times this holiday season where you need to remind yourself, do I really need it? All right, well, I hope you have had as much fun as I have going through the stress of the holidays, and I encourage you to join me next week where we're going to help you find the perfect gift for your special wine lover. Well, I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush, and just remember, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth.